It's quite simple, really. Just a matter of deduction. I noted the torn corner of the Strand magazine by the front gate, but it wasn't the current edition, no. It was last month's. So obviously a second-hand edition. There were only two possible people that could have been standing at that gate, but who couldn't afford the current edition of the Strand. And of course, the bootblack can't read. Ergo, you were the witness. No, not at all. Deduction is a science. I've written a monograph on the subject. I've actually written 23 monographs on different aspects of deduction. But that's neither here nor there. The point is, I know everything I need to know about you just through careful observation and deductive reasoning. And that is how I know you will provide the evidence I need to secure my client's release. I can tell you have other things on your mind than the wheels of justice. It's elementary, really. Your line of sight is just at the swell of my dimpled cheeks. This suggests that you would want to look me in the eye. You know that you should be looking me in the eye. But you're drawn inexorably towards my admittedly ample cleavage. It's a battle of will that's fascinating to observe. However, I need the information only you can provide, and I cannot have you distracted. You are distracted. There are five signs I can see right now. The rate of your breath, your battle against the gravity of my breasts. The pulse in your wrist is just slightly moving your cuff. You've licked your lips five times in the last minute, but yet you had a drink of water immediately prior to entering this residence. Elementary. There is damp on your right cuff, but not on your left. The water cup at the fountain across the way has a divot where a drop or two will escape down your wrist when you drink. And lastly, of course, there is almost an imperceptible spot of damp at your crotch. Yes, but this spot has doubled in size since you began noticing my chest. I believe that is called pre-cum. While I do not personally engage in pursuit of carnal pleasure, I can understand its utility. Clearly, you will be of no use to me until you achieve orgasm. Orgasm. That means come. You'll need to come. I need you to have a clear head. This assignment is too important to allow you to be distracted. And I suppose that means I shall have to be the one to do it. Do it. Make you come. No, not at all. This won't be the first time. Of course not. Everyone thinks I threw Moriarty off the Reichenbach Falls. Couldn't be further from the truth. I jerked him off over the falls. It fixed him, and it'll fix you. Get it out. It. Your penis. Your cock, I believe the laboring classes call it. Get your cock out. Would it help if I bared my breast to you? Not at all. I only wish his bodice were less complicated. There. The objects of your fascination. I deduce you want to touch them. Well, because they are incredible. Large, firm, perky, and with these large nipples. Go on. You touch and lick and nurse, and I will start the process of clearing your head. The prostitutes by Victoria Station say that lubrication makes it go quicker. And I can see by your hardening that you prefer lubrication as well. You certainly have a fine, cock, sir. Warm and hard in my hand. And your enjoyment is evident. I can feel your pulse as I stroke. You must be enjoying your exploration of my bosom. It's evident by the way your cock is leaking. And while I have no personal interest in carnal matters beyond the evidence they reveal, I can admit that your attentions are not unpleasant. In fact, they are positively pleasant. Oh, quite pleasant, in fact. And the way your hip rocks into me, oh, quite, quite pleasant. Yes. Oh, really fucking pleasant. Ah. Oh, fuck. I think I need to use more than my hand. For your own good, naturally. Not for me. Help me down to my knees. What a gentleman. Now this is, I believe, what less reputable women call a blowjob, despite the lack of blowing. An etymological oddity that bears investigation. As I understand it, it's more suck than blow. How is this? Is it as expected? Oh, I can see you are enjoying it. Oh, the way these balls have tightened and risen. The texture and taste of your cock on my tongue. Oh, it's smoothed and released pheromones. Delicious, in fact. Quite delicious. And the pre-cum, oh, it continues to flow over my tongue and down my throat. Quite pleasant indeed. Oh, your eyes are rolling back. I can see from here the edge of your eyelid is flickering. This indicates deep pleasure. But would the pleasure deepen if my throat did the same? I think it has. Yes, the volume of pre-ejaculate has increased. Oh, yes, you enjoy my throat. And the way the saliva has spilled down my chin and over my breasts. Perhaps you would enjoy placing your cock between them. Go ahead. We need you thoroughly drained. And I suppose I should squeeze my breasts together around you. The soft, slick skin and the pressure should increase your enjoyment. Does it? Interesting. I shall have to write a monograph on this. Me? Well, I suppose it's pleasant enough. I must admit, it is a bit stimulating. Well, yes. I am inflamed in my intimate area, if you must know. But it's only a physiological response. Most ordinary. It's not because I want this. This is for you. I get no carnal pleasure from the way you're cock slides between my breasts. Oh, it's warmth. Oh, it's firmness. The way it leaks and throbs for me. The way feeling it makes me wet and needy. In fact, I think it's for the best if you insert your cock in me. In me? In my vagina? In my cunt? Just bend me over this desk and plow me. Yes. Hurry. Oh. Bury your cock in my wet center. Fuck me. Oh. Oh. Oh, you are so warm and hot. I can't. It's hard to think. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Do it. Oh, fuck me. Oh, yes, it's good. Very good. Oh, very, very good. Oh, really fucking good. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yes. Mind the acid flask. Its position is precarious. Yes, yes, yes. Keep going. Keep going. Faster. Fuck me harder. Yes, as hard as you want. Bounce off my ass. Make me a little whore. I want to be. I want to be your little slut. Use me. Use my cunt to make yourself come. Please, as soon as you can, I need it. No, no, don't pull out. Just come in me. I want it. I want your cum. Yeah. Oh God, yeah. Please, give it to me. Come in me. Fill me with your cum. Yes, yes, I will. I'll come with you. I can't hold it. I can't hold it. I have to come. I have to come with me. Oh my God. Yeah, come in me. Oh God, fill me up. Oh, fill me up with all that. Come. Oh my. Wow. That was exactly what I expected would happen. Oh yes. Definitely. I deduced that if I squeezed my muscles together at just the right moment, you would empty your balls into me. And you have. Do you feel much better? Better able to focus? In that case, start from the beginning. Tell me everything you saw and heard that night. No, you will not pull out. I can tell if you're lying by the way your cock moves inside me. A sort of detector of lies. Now, tell me everything. Leave nothing out, sir, and we shall have my client's name cleared forthwith.